I sort in normal sorts today. It's because I didn't have my croissant, which, because there was no time. I got in here with seconds to spare. I did get a thin crust pizza last night, and then I stopped at the gas station. According to Stuart from Deer Park Wine and Stewarts, has the not Stuart's Stuart from Deer Park Wine and Spirits. According to him, this gas station where I stopped to gas up, which is real close to his store, on Rio Del Mar Boulevard, the Arco station there is the cheapest gas in town, has the cheapest gas in town, the least expensive gas in town. And that's probably true. Now, what did I pay? I think I paid $3.37 last evening, and it was horrible. And that's the cheapest there is in town? It made me feel so bad that while I was paying, I decided that I would make myself feel better about the price I was paying for gas by getting a Hostess cream-filled snowball. Two of them, actually. Are you familiar with Hostess cream-filled snowballs? Are you old enough?
Me? Yeah, I love them.
They're fabulous. They're so cool. And I've, I go like years without eating them. I forget all about how good they are. And then when I see them somewhere, I say, oh, that's cool. Now, these were all they were white snowballs. I prefer the pink ones and the blue ones. But white is better than nothing. I mean, I got to tell you this story. You know, this was very disheartening because it was late enough at night that the convenience store thing was locked. So all you could do was talk, through the window, through the 1-inch thick glass.
Right.
And the person on the other side of the 1-inch thick glass, no speak English.
Nice.
Yeah. And I said, well, I want some Hostess cream-filled snowballs. And the person just looked at me with a blank stare. And she said she clearly didn't understand what I was saying. And I got upset and left. Or started to leave. And then someone called off to me. She says, hey, I'll translate for you, man. So I said, oh, cool.
So did you end up getting it?
I ended up getting it, yeah, right. Because the guy was there to translate. And she said, he translated her. She said, no tiene, And I said, no, I was looking in through the glass, and I pointed to it. I pointed to where the Hostess cream-filled snowball was.
Right.
And then he explained to her, derecho, linksum de ec. Oh, no, that's German, isn't it?
I don't know. Whatever. Derecho is right.
So anyhow, I feel much better. So since it's an open mic program, I'm curious, is $3.37 indeed the least expensive gas in the county? Santa Cruz County? How about Monterey County? If anybody knows of a less expensive gas, please call in 479-1080. We could feel like we're doing a public service for a change on this radio station.
Do you typically
so self-centered and everything, we don't think of anybody else but ourselves, but today it's going
to
be different.
Do you ever cease to be amazed by people who gripe about the price of gas? Eventually it's going to go up to $4 a gallon, right? I mean, eventually it's going to go up to $10 a gallon. It just depends on how far in the future
you're right,
talking about.
And I've said that on the air before, and I'm not saying it for shock appeal. I honestly believe that it's going to be $10 a gallon, and it's probably going to be $10 a gallon in the next 6 to 12 months, I would think. And that's horrible, but it's a fact of life, and people have to get mad enough. I'm old enough. I was like in my 20s back when we had the first energy shortage here in 74, where people were online and they saw these great big handwritten cardboard signs that said, no gas, no gas. And it was horrible. And it got to the point where people said, they didn't care what they paid as long as they got their damn gas, right? And back then, which was what, 23 years ago, everybody was saying, oh, we've got to stop our dependence on fuel, especially fuel from the Middle East. That was before the days of terrorism, or, there was some terrorism, but nothing like today. And here we are 33 years later, we are no less dependent on oil. Certainly no less dependent on Middle Eastern oil. And what's wrong with this picture, ladies and gentlemen? I mean, why are people such sheeple? Now, I know that Michael Savage uses that term, but I also believe strongly that he stole that term from Dave Allen, because Michael Savage, I don't have proof of this, but I believe that Michael Savage or his people were for many years listening to KSCO just to sniff Dave Allen's shorts, as Dave would say. And I think that's what happened. I mean, I think that's why. But in any case, doesn't that really bother you that 33 years after the gas shortages and the huge, you know, price increases that resulted in the mid-70s, we're no farther along. In fact, we're probably farther behind the eight ball because of the ensuing political correct stranglehold, you know, that prevented us from getting to the oil that we have that's probably as much or more than anything in the Middle East. You know, with the oil, with the humic shale in the heartland of our country, and with the Prudhoe Bay, you know, up there in Alaska, you know, where they have the Alaska pipeline. Anyhow, 479-1080 is a phone number if you want to call us. We might have a guest. I think we're going to have a guest, real interesting local guest, good friend of mine. I think I'm like 99% sure that second hour, maybe as early as 11 a.m., we will have a guest, but we'll do open mic until then. That's one possible topic. Why we are not more gasoline or petroleum independent when we really should be. Another topic. This is something that happened during the week. I think it was Thursday. I was listening to Happy Hour, driving along, minding my own business. And Charlie, your co-host, Dave, I mean, you know, the person you work with on from 4 to 6 on the weekdays, shocked and horrified me by playing, after you played the Kay's commentary, you know, the encore. Kay has been ill. She's getting better. I think we're really going to thankfully hear her commentaries again. Fresh ones here pretty quick. I got that feeling. But in the interim, we've been playing some encores. And last week, you were playing the program, about the commentary about what we pay our soldiers.
Right, right.
And how it compares to what we pay our lawmakers. And the discrepancy is obscene. And Charlie and a number of at least one caller took umbrage to Kay's. They said, well, you know, Kay's all wet on this one. Now, I mean, what a horrible, disrespectful thing to say about Kay. Do we have that still handy? Do we have that commentary still handy?
Yeah, I believe it should be up there on the wave cart.
Oh, with us? Oh, yeah.
Isn't that it?
Yeah, okay. So is this is the one, or maybe Billy made a new one? Yeah, pay, yeah, 099 pay, that's it. Okay, thank you. So we'll play that, and I'm going to put it out to the audience what they think, if they think Kay is all wet on this or not. I mean, I can't imagine Kay being all wet on anything, to be honest with you. She is my mom, it's true, but, I mean, she's pretty smart. All right, 479-1080, and of course, how can this be? We have a full board already, and I haven't even come up with the other topic, the topic that Kay wants, Hillary. Kay does not like Hillary one bit. Oh, no. No, and we could talk about Hillary and why Hillary should or should not be our next president. But let's see, who's been waiting the longest? Why, it would be our good friend John in Carmel, who wants to talk about gas. John, welcome to KSCO AM 1080. You're on.
Boy, that's a segue. I want to talk about gas. Okay. don't have that problem. But you know, it's again, the environmentalists. If we did not allow any of the shipping of our fuel, and they allowed us to go down, they allowed us to drill off of Florida and off of California, the problem wouldn't be there. The other problem would...
You know, it's pandering to the environmentalists like they're pandering to the illegals, you know.
Well, they
it's everything goes down, in my opinion, everything goes back to the most important thing in the world for politicians is not only being... is once you're elected, is to not to do any work, but to make sure that you continue to be elected and continue to stay in power. And whoever you have to pander to affect that, you're going to do. And I guess the impression during the 70s and 80s and 90s was you better pander to the environmentalists because they're very, very powerful politically, or else you won't get reelected. Now, I think that the tides are finally starting to change about that. What do you think?
No.
Really?
I want to see a separation between earth and state. I think that these people are so have a business going and are so political and so religious-minded, religious zealots in, you know, global warming, global cooling. It's a lie that I don't think there's any way you can stop it. I think it's there. You know, most people don't know the average barrel cost of a barrel of oil at this time is $70. That's what we're doing now. Most people don't understand the stuff that you see, you know, on the Dow and all that is all done by speculators. They speculate on what oil is going to be. They buy the futures on it. And, you know, like your program before talking about this corn distilling.
Yeah, ethanol stuff, yeah.
Right, yeah. The problem with that is how much water does it take? How much chemical is it going to dump? And how is it going to destroy the corn industry as far as they use it for feed, they use it for cereal, they use it for everything else. The quick answer to everything that we need is nuclear power, number one. If we went to France, like 82% of the power was nuclear, then the Environazis could have their little electric cars and plug it in and we'd have an access. Also, for the hydrogen people, the off account of what's made with nuclear is hydrogen, is one of the off spins. If you go up to 100%, they could use that. But
John,
they have...
John, sir, may I ask you a personal question?
Surely.
Do you, or have you, or would you invest in oil stocks now?
I have.
Okay. You think their oil stocks are going to continue to go way up before they go way down?
No, as I said, that the average cost of what they're paying for oil right now today is $70 a barrel.
Uh-huh.
No, it's a speculative market.
Okay, so you believe, yeah, and I've that's been in the news a lot lately. What you just said, so I've heard that. But you're right; you got to have been tuned into that to have heard it and realize it. But so would you be investing in other renewable forms? I mean, not other, but renewable forms of energy like wind and solar and so forth.
No,
I think I'm going to do that.
Well,
of course, I have to get some money to invest to first. But if once I have it, I mean, you know, then the problem is what to do with it. What's the smart thing to do with it?
Well,
and I think investing in solar or other renewable energy, I think, is a good thing now.
I think it's nothing. Okay, let's take a solar panel. Let's take a solar panel.
Yeah.
How long do they last? How much power can you get out of them? How many hours a day will a solar panel produce power? Not even half a day.
Wait a minute, John. Yeah, I think I know you're right, but the future is now. The money is there for the R&D, in so because it's politically the right time.
I don't think so. Again, you take a look at the wind farms. When I used to fly into Palm Springs, the environmentalists are livid about these wind farms because again. They're killing birds and other stuff that's flying.
Oh God! I never thought of that. It would shred the blades, huh?
Well, it's not shredding the blade. You ought to see these things. These blades are 80 feet in diameter. Somewhere.
Not blades. I said boids.
Oh, okay.
Boids.
And you look down.
And I don't mean to be flippant about that. I mean, you know, I have my place up in the Bay Area, that's on the water. And when I first heard that, there was an oil spill. I was here in Santa Cruz. There was a Bay Area oil spill. And it crushed me. It devastated me. I said, my God, I mean, the beautiful thing that birds that I look out, you know, flying in front of my window, you know.
And where does oil come from?
The ground.
Does it normally bubble up in the ocean sometimes?
I guess.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So I'll tell you what, there's so many attorneys up in the Bay Area that are so happy about this. And here's another thing that's happening.
Because just like the 89 earthquake in Santa Cruz, huh?
I don't know.
It was an attorney's field day.
Well, take a look at what happened to the Valdez.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's an interesting story there. That ship was made in San Diego. I saw them lay the keel to it. That was one of three or four ships that Exxon said, we're American people, we're going to build a ship to American standards, and we're going to crew them with Americans, American merchant marines.
Yeah.
within 90 days of the Valdez going up on the rocks, they were all under some other flag and no more American crews. And again, what they did on that situation was just horrible. Right. The attorneys milked them. I mean, if you take a look at what happened, they blamed the captain, but he gave the third mate the orders of what to do, and the third mate didn't follow the courses. They're on a ship. They're graded by how many barrels of oil they burn on the ship, and he tried to cut across the
channel. Wow, so it wasn't really, the blame wasn't placed on the right person.
Well, when you're the captain,
when the fish stinks, it stinks from the head, period. You know,
that's it.
The way that
and then they made a big deal out of him, you know, because he had a DUI. And then they made a big deal because at dinner he had a glass of wine. And he wasn't on the bridge. He was off duty. He was responsible.
John, let's summarize your call because we have Jim in Aptos, Don in Soquel, Mark in a truck, Marcella in Aptos, Marcella in Salinas, and Dave in Soquel. All of these people.
Nuclear power.
Nuclear power.
And oil.
And oil?
Yes.
You want to continue our dependence on oil?
Without a doubt, any oil that we drill here in the States cannot leave the States.
Okay. All righty. Thank you, John and Carmel. Appreciate
Always
your call.
Always a pleasure. Have a good one. I'm glad Kay's coming back. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks. That was John N. Carmel, and that opens up his line. I'm going to let you in on a secret. 479-1080 will ring through now if you call. So if you've been getting a busy signal, call 479-1080. Okay, Mark in a truck. Mark in a truck. Welcome to KSCO. You're on the air with MZ and nobody
Michael,
else. Oh, wait, well, Dave is here.
Oh, yeah, of course. I love Dave.
Yeah.
My prayers and love goes out to Kay. I hope she's I knew that there was something going on because I haven't heard any new commentaries on her for a while. I was going to call in and just say how things were going.
Yeah.
As I've told everybody, if we're going to get off of this energy problem we have to throw everything at it. I mean everything. We have to go with solar. We have to go with wind. We have to go back into nuclear just as hard as we possibly can.
So would you invest in any of these other things in lieu of investing in oil?
Yes, of course.
But wait a minute. I mean, you know what happened? You were alive during the 70s, right?
Yes, okay. I was in Ohio.
Okay. And would you have ever believed, you know, back then in the gas lines that 33 years plus down the road, we would be having the same problems? We would all be looking at each other saying the same, you know, we've got to wean ourselves from oil and Middle East dependency.
American people are the most short memory. We can't remember 2 days after what we've done something. We're on to the next thing.
You can't remember what people can't remember, huh?
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. And one of the things that gripes me, they talk about this hybrid power that we have for cars. And it's like, fine, we have a car now that we can do a hybrid with that get great gas mileage. So what are people doing? Oh, let's hybrid an SUV. It's kind of like buying fat-free food, and you go, hey, we have fat-free food. That means we can eat more of it. The only thing, it goes around and around and around. It drives me freaking nuts. The only thing that that's going to help us, finally help us, is to see gas get $10 a gallon, $5 a gallon, whatever it takes. Then the light will go off in people's heads, and they'll go, oh, my God, maybe we should start conserving. Oh, my God, maybe we should start drilling in Alaska. Oh my God, maybe we should have some more nuclear power plants. It's America isn't going to change until it's on its knees. I hate to say it, but it happens over and over and over.
When do you think we'll be on our knees? Will we be on our knees by the time there's $10 a gallon gas?
No, we'll
not the even then. Wow.
The light will go off when we hit around 4 and 5 for a while. People will start going, "Oh my God, maybe I should be buying the Prius hybrid instead of the SUV hybrid. You know, oh, maybe I should start going with fluorescent light bulbs. Oh, maybe I should start doing this and this." I was in the fluorescent light 5-6 years ago, and I didn't do it because I'm an earth guy. I mean, I love the earth, but, you know, this global warming thing, I think, is a bunch of hooey, too. The earth is going through a cycle. Yeah.
Plus, I've heard that fluorescent lights can give you not cancer, but it sort of makes you impotent.
God, I hope so. But I went in just because I wanted to save a buck. It's like, hey, you know what? These things operate at a fraction of the price. I'm going to convert my house over to them. I want to save a little bit on my fuel, on my electric bill. I drive a little small. I'm in this van all day. It's a service van. That's why I'm always marking a truck, because I'm on the whole peninsula doing refrigeration. Right now I'm down here in Carmel trying to find a parking place. But when I'm not in this truck, I'm driving a little small Geo Metro car, because I don't want to spend all my money in gas and stuff like that. That car isn't going to get me into heaven, give me a bigger wang or whatever. It's going to get me from point A back to point B and back to point A again. And I know
you,
what it is.
You
I'd
are.
Rather save, I'd rather save my money for something else.
Yeah. You and make a lot of sense, Mark, in a truck, and we thank you for calling KSCO.
Take care.
Michael,
we can't persuade you to hang on to the station?
No. I was telling my mother if we were, if the income went up, you know, so that it was $100,000 positive a month, I'm not interested in doing this anymore. I don't want to be the owner anymore, and I'm not going to be.
Well,
and we are, but I'd like to continue doing the Saturday special. So we'll do, you know, I have this ego that will probably continue.
Well, I like
so
that.
Fine,
like
you know, that. Listen, this is an incredible opportunity for somebody. The clock is ticking. It's, you know, the deadline I'm using is the end of the year. If we don't have a deal with some local to continue it as a news talk station with Rush and me and all the people here, then probably what will happen is it'll become a Hispanic station or an Asian station.
You're breaking my heart. But Don't let it happen.
There are a bunch of rich people out there. God, there are a bunch of people who have made jillions of dollars in SiliconValley.com before it crashed, who are sitting around bored with all this money in their pocket. You could throw a few pennies of it to let this wonderful community philanthropy continue. You dopes, do something.
Well,
the clock is ticking.
Calm down, Michael. I was kind of pooing about Christine Kraft, and after I gave some thought, you know what? I think anybody, any personal person, not corporation, that would buy that could see where to make the money. Christine Kraft.
Absolutely. Anybody, you know, anybody who's not MZ, who's it's been a sandbox for, it's been a playpen for 17 years. It hasn't been a business. What an incredible resource I've wasted. But I've had a lot of fun, and I think you guys have too.
Oh, I've had it's been a real kick in the ass. I love the station. I hope somebody gets it. It doesn't matter if it's right, left, middle, whatever. They just kind of keep it this community thing that it's been so wonderful. It's like Mayberry. It's like going to Mayberry on TV. I mean, anybody can call in and have
is it that provincial?
It's you know what I mean. It's that hometown. It's a hometown feeling that you don't find on KGO or anybody else. No, those stations won't give you the time of day.
I talked to my friend Mickey, who runs KGO up there, and said, listen, this is just day before yesterday. I said, Mickey, I've been meaning to do this for years. I want to invite you to be a guest on my Saturday special program, and I just realized I better do it already while there's still time. So he said he would, and so we have to come up with a date here, so...
I mean, there is no other station in this nation you can call up and talk to the owner and gripe about whatever like this. Not one. You can't call Ted Turner and say, Ted, I need to talk to you something about on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Michael, you're going to be dearly missed. We'll do
something about it so that I can still be here. I just don't want to be responsible for the payroll and the insurance and the workman's comp and all the other crap. There are other people who are better suited than that. Than me, for that.
I think you're suited just fine.
That's
you've
all right.
You've been doing great. Hey, I'll let somebody else have the airways. Blessings to you and the family, and have happy holidays.
Thank you, Mark and Truck. Appreciate it. Here, Don in SoCal. By the way, if you want to call us, it's 479-1080. We do have one line open. Don in SoCal about gas prices.
Right, I can get $3.35 in SoCal in two places. One on Porter Road and one on SoCal Drive.
Oh. SoCal Drive. Well, that's right. Not so bad. Can you imagine? Can you imagine that the day we would actually be saying $3.35 a gallon? That's good. That's good.
Yeah, as far as
it's horrible. But anyhow, that's
going to spend it on something anyway. Probably those
Hostess cream filled snowballs.
Right, you probably spent it on that anyway, and the gas.
Do you know where I found out about the Hostess cream filled snowballs?
No.
From Annie Oakley. Did you used to watch the Annie Oakley TV show?
And
she would, and when she would talk about Hostess cream filled cupcakes and Hostess cream filled snowballs that you can get for a dime back then, and now it's $1.25.
Right. As far as Charlie's comment.
Oh, yeah.
About your mother's commentary. Charlie likes to pontificate so he can sound more intelligent than somebody else. I like him, but he didn't know what he's talking about on this issue.
We are going to play that commentary one more time, probably in a few minutes, and then we'll see if there's any. Kay makes all the sense in the world, and someone called in. He didn't. I don't know whether. Charlie, you were there, Dave. Did you play that commentary and then Charlie came on and said I disagree, or did some caller call and bring it up?
I think it happened the first way you said it. I think so, he heard it and he commented on it.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think somebody. I was listening. I don't think somebody called in.
So I heard someone call in, but I don't know. I can't remember the order of things. Maybe Charlie making his comment that he disagrees with Kay spurred the caller to call in. Yeah, Dave is nodding his head that that's what happened.
Yeah.
all right. Well, thanks for letting us know about the gas.
The
prices.
Other thing is, how's your Ace, your ACT energy drink going?
See, that's another reason I'm selling the radio station. This is going to be the most exciting, most incredible, wonderful business, and I get more excited about it every day. I saw the downline for the first time yesterday.
Yeah.
There are a few little glitches, but you know, it's going to be fixed. I'm assured it's going to be fixed, and it's going to launch this week for sure. And you will be hearing announcements on the radio for anybody who wants to go along with me on this.
I've sent you 2 emails, so I'm waiting.
Yeah. Okay. For sure, Don. Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Jim in Aptos about oil. You're on KSCO, Jim. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, no, I've got to say that I am really happy that you did buy the station, and it's been a wonderful time.
We're doing our best to hand pick the next buyer, but if it's meant to be, it'll happen. If it's not, it won't. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, but you know, you've got to be proud for what you did, and
sure,
you know, it's time to move on. If you that way, I'll miss it.
Yeah,
but you know,
well, again, what I'm saying, every time someone says I'll miss it. That's my cue to stress to everybody who's listening, who really enjoys this station and really wants it to continue past, say, the end of the year. Now, it'll probably go a little, even if we sell it, even if we make a deal, it takes a while for it to go through the FCC and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, probably beyond the end of the year, it'll probably continue as it is. But maybe not. Maybe the new buyer will want to what they call LMA it, or lease the radio station for the period, for the escrow period, sort of, as it's, I guess it can be compared to, until such time as the transfer actually takes place, which is usually 3 to 6 months after the FCC is, after the application is made to the FCC. So, you know, it's not going to go away overnight, but it will go away if the right buyer doesn't come to buy it. It's going to go away to a kind of buyer that is buying AM radio stations left and right all over the country, and that is ethnic, you know, foreign language broadcasters. And they're actually bidding the prices up.
Yeah, well... what are you going to do? I certainly can't buy the radio station.
But here's what people can do. Talk about it to people that you know who have some money and who are bored with it and wouldn't mind, you know, being a community philanthropist. And guess what? You don't even need to think of it in terms of community philanthropy, because this radio station has such a signal. It's a 10,000-watt station with a range of 50,000 watts. I've heard this station all the way up to Tahoe.
So just
that value alone makes it a candidate to be an incredibly profitable business. But again, all these years that I've been running it, I've just been having fun with it. I haven't really treated it like a business. If someone can have fun with it and treat it like a business and be a hero to the community, you know, it's great. So it's a, it's a golden opportunity. And anytime someone says, I'm going to miss it, I want to bring that up and let people know. Think about who you might know and say, hey, there's an opportunity there. But well, go ahead. What did you call about, oil?
Yeah, a couple of points. One of them is I think, and I'm pretty darn sure that over there at Safeway, it was $3.37, and if you spend $50 at the store, you get 15 cents off. And so it's a real good deal over there. But the one thing I got to caution is that, you know, look at the percentage that you're saving by going to a big chain, big discount sort of place, and think about the mom-and-pop stores. And we want to keep those guys in business. So, you know, if it's a matter of saving 3 cents and going to a massive chain, maybe you might want to consider going to Bird on the Corner or something like
that. Well, that's the way I think. That's the way I think, and thank you for bringing that up. In fact, I can tell you that Michael Olson and the staff here is working on a major buy, think, act, buy, drink, you know, eat local campaign here.
Yeah.
And, now, you know, that's you're going to hear a lot more of that kind of stuff on the station in the coming weeks.
I had a I have a family friend who used to work for Exxon. He was a real bigwig with Exxon and was very much into that shale oil exploration that bombed out back in 84. They had a situation where they were doing extraction of the shale oil and grinding it up and cooking it and everything else. It was very, very damaging to the environment, very costly process. It just didn't work. Well, just recently I read an article about a guy who has developed an in situ a process where what he does is he actually draws the oil out of the shale in location. What he does is he drills holes down and pumps in warm steam, and also drills holes around the perimeter and pumps in freezing agent. And it freezes a whole section of it to contain the oil, and using a temperature of only 650 degrees, not super hot, but pretty warm, he actually is distilling the oil out of the shale in place and drawing off beautiful, high-quality material. So what he's doing is he's taking the process that the shale oil would normally go through in order to turn into liquid oil, and he's doing that in place artificially, and it's coming in at a very good cost.
Really?
Our oil reserves here in the United States in shale oil far exceed Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
If we were
I've heard that a lot lately. It's not an exaggeration, huh?
So, no. And you know, we're very innovative sort of people. A lot of times we don't get up off our asses until crisis has hit us. Look at the last two world wars. I mean, but, you know, once we put our mind to it, we certainly can do wonderful things. We have the ability to do it. It's just that we need the willpower to do it. And unfortunately, our leaders right now are a bunch of weenies. They can't even pass immigration reform. I don't expect them to pull us out of the fire. But I expect it from corporate America, because corporate America is extremely innovative.
Our leaders are indeed weenies. But I'll tell you something. The corporations are not interested in our country. They're interested in themselves, just like the politicians are not interested in their constituents. They're only interested in themselves. And I don't mean to be negative. I don't mean to cast a pall on an otherwise positive radio program. So forget what I just said.
Now, the third item I'd like to bring up is corn. You know, using corn. Now, I didn't get to hear in corn's the last broadcast that was covering the documentary King Corn.
Yeah.
And so I'm not sure if he brought it up as far as a huge cost. The corn cost the United States is we're exporting, virtually exporting our water. When we sell our corn products, we are using huge amounts of water, which is government subsidized and a finite amount.
Well, wait a minute. If we sell it to ourselves... The other was it Jim from Carmel said, you know, plenty of oil for us, but nobody else. So
yeah,
if you're
it's not.
Well, we're not talking about oil. We're talking about corn in this case. But
we're talking about corn and whether we convert it into biofuels or whether we convert it into high fructose corn syrup or whether we sell it as a beef or something like that. If you take a look at the amount of water that we're using and the amount of export. We are the largest virtual exporter of water in the world. We are draining ourselves to make cheap profit. And this is where the real problem is in these biofuels and all of this, is our water. Our water is very precious, and we should be doing something about our water.
Well, that's
we
why
can find
sells,
energy,
sells
we
for
can't
more
find
than,
water.
That's why the water is already selling for more than gasoline. Jeez.
Well, it's
designer expensive. Water, anyhow.
Well, yeah.
You know, the best water that I like, and it's the best tasting bottled water that I've ever found is, guess what? From Walmart. You buy these cases of 12 or 24. The 12 cases are like they were $2.50. These are 20-ounce plastic bottles. And you open, and it says with added flavor enhancing minerals. And it tastes wonderful. It's just really, really, really good.
Well, you know what my favorite water is?
What?
It is wonderfully delicious. I just love this stuff. And it's very, very reasonably priced.
What?
Soquel Creek Water Company.
No!
I love that stuff. It is so well priced. And oh, please. I've drank water all over this world, and I love Soquel Creek water.
Now, wait a minute. I got to be fair. Unless it's changed in the last 5 or 6 years, which was the last time I tasted it, but I gagged. It was just awful. It was as awful as Santa Cruz City water.
Well, Santa Cruz
which is
City
like
water,
San, it, which is San because, Lorenzo sewer water.
Yeah, because it's surface water. But no, actually, you get used to the water that you drink, and I've been drinking Soquel Creek water for about 13 years.
I'll give it another try, just to be fair, because we at KSCO are fair to everybody and everything, even water.
The little water company up there on Valencia Road that Jimmy Smith owned.
Oh, yes.
Yes, I'd love that water, too, even though it was so high in magnesium. But I got used to it. I loved it. Delicious water.
Up in the Bay Area, my Hetch Hetchy water is great. My well water from Mid-County is fabulous. But if I had to buy water, the water that I would buy is Sam's, Walmart water. Anyhow, got to move on, Jim. Thanks for calling. Appreciate your call. It was a great one. Now we're moving on to Ray from Consumer Mill News. It's not Consumer Mill News, Dave. It's Rumor Mill News.
Thank you, Michael.
How are you, Ray?
I'm fine. I want to offer to run an ad. We get 12 million hits a month all around the world. And it's going to say, conservative radio station for sale in Liberal Bastion. If you can give me a page on your website that I can link to, I will put this out for the world to see.
Well, I have developed anybody who wants to email me and ask for I'll email it to you.
Okay, good.
But anybody else who wants to email this, I put together an amazing KSCO sale document just from gathering stuff that was already posted on the web.
Okay,
it's
great.
Amazing how many, there's so much,
sure.
about KSCO and KOMY and Michael's Whirling and Kay's Whirling and people who have been associated with us, if you just Google. So I found some really interesting stuff, and I put it all together into probably a 10 or 12 page, PDF. And anybody who wants to see that can email me and ask for it, mz@ksco.com. And it's really a neat thing. So I'll make sure that you get that. Would you just send me an email, Ray, just mz@ksco.com?
Sure, I will. And I'll upload all of those to the Internet.
Wow, that's great. Yeah, you have an amazing medium there.
I've got one of the largest servers around. We've got one of the largest archives on the Internet.
Rumor Mill News. And you've been doing this for what?
11 years.
10 or 11, yeah.
11 years. And we're currently under attack right now, and I think that they...
Huh? Why?
I think it's coming from... you see, we're big Ron Paul supporters. Because we believe that Ron Paul is the last hope that this republic has. And not only do we believe that Ron Paul is the last hope, we believe that the Ron Paul meetup groups are the last hope. The Ron Paul meetup groups need to field a candidate so that every single district that is up for re-election. Every single
What do you mean Ron Paul meetup groups? I've never heard
God,
that.
Oh, my God, I thought everybody knew about
No, I don't. I don't. I don't. Forgive me. Maybe everybody in the audience does, but for my benefit alone, let me know what that
is. There's a place on the Internet, and you can find it by going to the rumormillnews.com, then going to the Reading Room. And at the top of the Reading Room, we have a link to Ron Paul meetup groups. And there's a huge one in Santa Cruz. Probably half of your listeners or 100% of your listeners belong to the Ron Paul meetup group in Santa Cruz. But what the move now is to Ron Paul can't do it alone. We've got to have a Congress to help Ron Paul save our republic, save our butts, because, you know, as a populist...
Well, among the candidates, everybody's treating him like he's got leprosy. You know?
I know, but in the private polls and in the straw polls, he's the one that's winning. In the polls that are controlled by the mainstream media, or the neocons, or the New World Order, of course their candidates are winning, and their candidates are both Republican and Democrat, and that's where most people, that's where most people get caught. It's a divide and conquer. The Democrats work for the New World Order. The Republicans work for the New World Order. And we've got to break out of that. We've got to break out of the red-blue divide. We've got to realize that we're Americans first. And if we don't have national security and sovereignty, there's no liberty. There's no freedom. There's no America as we knew it. We're going into the Soviet Union. But I wanted to say one other thing. Sorry, I didn't mean to get sidelined.
No, fine. I mean, that's what the Open Mic Saturday special is for,
Ray. The other thing is, I'm really interested in this new product of yours. And so, but you know how busy I am. In addition to running Rumor Mill, I'm a full-time caregiver for my 90-year-old mother. And so I have no time to do anything, but I make most of my money from selling products like yours. But that's because every product that I represent, the person that I'm signed up under handles things for me.
Yeah. I'm sure I'm happy you called, because you are the now that you jog my memory, you are the absolute perfect person for this business, because you have an understanding of e-commerce.
Okay.
That's how this whole business runs. I mean, we're no phone numbers, no people waiting around to answer phones and explain stuff to people. It's a real simple product that you don't need to have a one-hour-long program for. I'm not bad-mouthing Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Believe me, we're going to continue to do that for as long as Doc wants to, and it's a wonderful program that's helped an awful lot of people, but it's sort of infomercialish, and it tends to chase a radio audience away, you know. And so only people who, you know, are desperate for, you know, their health like to listen to Dead Doctors Don't Lie religiously, okay? But this has nothing to do with Dead Doctors Don't Lie, And keep listening to KSCO, because in the next two or three days we were going to announce a time and a place, or maybe even a conference call for those who might be interested in...
Okay, now conference calls work fantastically. And if we have a conference call on this, again, I put it up on the Internet.
Yeah.
And so I will have... you know, dozens, maybe hundreds, maybe thousands of people.
There is a son of a very popular former syndicated talk host that we have carried on KSCO, whom I have heard and I believe has become a billionaire with a B, and I believe a multi-billionaire in the energy drink business. The energy drink business, according to Goldman Sachs, has been growing for the last 5 years at the rate of 50% per year. Nothing has ever grown that quickly. And the outlook is for the next 5 years is the same. I only started paying attention to this a few months ago when I realized that, you know, this opportunity was coming my way. And of course, everybody who's associated with me in the in the other business is going to be given the opportunity to go on this wild ride here. But I started paying attention, and when you go to convenience stores, I mean, you see all these, you know, Red Bull, Rockstar, Monster, Full Throttle. There's more of these energy drinks than Coca-Cola and the standard soft drinks. They're taking up more real estate on the shelves than anything.
I agree.
The thirst is seemingly limitless for these energy pushers and, you know, drinks, energy pushing drinks. And I know from seeing younger people around here like Everson, our business manager. I mean, this Everson lives on these energy drinks. I mean, if there were no energy drinks, Everson would probably be an invalid or something, you know.
How is your energy drink different than the one I can buy at Walmart?
It's healthy. It only has 5 grams of sugar instead of 55 grams.
What kind of sugar?
Natural sugar from fruit essences.
Okay. Does it do anything for the joints? Is it like a joint juice?
No, I don't believe so. I don't believe so. But there are other products.
There needs to be one.
They're coming. I know they're coming out with flavors. Maybe they'll throw in some glucosamine and chondroitin, you know.
Yeah.
Doc Wallach was the first person who was singing that song a dozen or more years ago. And now every other commercial you hear on radio or see on TV talks about glucosamine and chondroitin. But yeah, that's a good idea. But anyhow, what we know one thing for sure is company is a 2.5-year-old company. And it's just going like wildfire, and it uses your kind of marketing where you're really skilled at. Now, we're going to combine that with connecting it with old media like radio and television and, mm-hmm. you know, talk hosts and so forth, talking it up. The wonderful thing about this drink, besides it's healthy as opposed to the others, which are really unhealthy, is that the others don't pay you to drink it or pay you to promote it.
Well, it sounds really exciting. So. From the minute I saw it, I knew that I wanted to be part of it. I just haven't had to. I haven't had the time to get to you personally.
We might have a meeting on the radio, and some people are going to be turned off. They're going to say, we don't want this multi-level marketing. We don't want to. Well, you don't have to listen, gang. You don't have to listen to that. Well, but I think we're going to do something on the air just to make it real convenient.
If you do something on the air, how many listeners can listen to KSCO on the web?
I don't know. I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer to that question.
I might crash your bandwidth, is what I'm thinking.
Oh.
The other alternative.
Oh no. Well, what we'll do if we do something on the air, it'll be live when it's broadcast on the air, obviously.
Oh, and
but it'll be archived, and you could put it on Rumor Mill News if you want, so people can click, because you don't need to, every question that could possibly be asked will be asked and answered during this thing. So.
That'll be fantastic.
Great. Hey, Rael, great to hear from you.
Well, great to hear from you, but I really like the idea of the conference call, too, because if we can do the conference call, even if it's just for Rumor Mill News readers, that would be fantastic.
Sure.
Okay, Michael.
Okay, hey, thank you.
Email right now.
Have a good one.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Okay,
Banned Mike in Santa Cruz, California, about oil. You're on, Mike.
MZ.
Hey.
You were asking why aren't we on our knees about the oil?
Well, when at what point do we get on our knees?
Also, how much money are we going to pay? $4, $5, $10 per gallon for gas? I want to go back to that part of the discussion. Well, there's a reason why we're not on our knees and why we continue to pay. They have presented us with another alternative, which is far worse than all that. And so to avoid that far worse scenario, we will continue to pay. And that far worse scenario is the peak oil crisis crunch, societal deterioration that would occur if we came to that peak oil problem that they've described, which is probably, as you know, maybe some listeners don't know, it's simply that demand would outstrip production and things would start falling apart. They have all kinds of ways of presenting us with massive hysteria and disintegration across the country if we got to that point. So we will continue to pay. The problem is that whole peak oil scenario is a myth and a lie to manipulate us into paying them bigger and bigger profits. That's all it is.
Okay. I can buy that, actually.
Yeah.
I can buy into that.
There's plenty of oil in the ground. This is another thing they don't want us to know. The oil is not produced by prehistoric biomass as we have been taught all our lives. It's produced by the core of the earth, the molten core of the earth, pushes it up all over the place. And it's to the point where even old wells that once were considered dry can be returned to 10, 20 years later, and they find oil there.
Mike, I've been noticing that there's something missing here in the studio, and I just figured out what it was, or what it is.
What's that?
The clock.
Okay.
Yeah, this means it's going to be 11 o'clock here sometime, but I don't know exactly when.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give the legal ID. KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. It's 11 o'clock, I think. And I think here's Fox News. I think.
Can I hang on?
We still got about 3 minutes.
Oh, 3 minutes? How come the stupid clock on the computer says it's 11 o'clock?
I know, you can't trust those computers.
Where's the clock in the damn studio?
I think it was there when Charlie left. Maybe,
Do you think Charlie has become like Hillary, just taking things when he leaves?
I don't know.
You know? I need a clock in here, Dave, so I don't make a fool of myself yet again.
That clock.
I'm sorry, Band Mike. And Dave Allen, call back. We'll call back next hour because we do want to hear what you have to say. Can you bring me a clock so I can know what time it is? You're going to let me use your watch with the second hand? So it's I can't. My eyes aren't good enough. This is too small. Okay, it should be...
You're listening to the 5-Minute Service on Fox News Radio.
Okay, I'll leave the pot cracked open, and then that way we won't lose the news. See, because I can't see the clock. Go ahead, Van Mike, I'm sorry. With the understanding that the Fox News people, alligators, going to chomp on us at any second here, at any minute.
Well...
Go ahead, finish your thought.
The upshot is oil is virtually an unlimited renewable resource. Of energy. I'd say
okay, you're repeating yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
You had already made
your point.
Yeah, people can go on the Google and type in peak oil myth, all sorts of keywords like that, and there's so much information out there, and it all makes sense. They're just good, responsible articles, and so you don't have to worry about, you know, flaky news sources.
Okay.
So we have to get hip to what our rulers are doing to us.
Right.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Band Mike, for your call to the Saturday special, where it is now, it's either 10:58 or 10:59. I have to squint. I think it's 10:59 and 15, 16, 17. So that means we have about 40 seconds for the news. If Dave's watch, and it's a Timex, so it must be pretty accurate, is indeed accurate, then I'll be okay, and we'll join the news when we should. Coming up next hour, maybe not, a surprise guest. definitely coming up next hour, the commercials we should have played this hour. It's still Saturday special next hour, right? And Kay's encore commentary that Charlie does not like, and at least one misguided listener to KSCO who called in and voiced such an opinion. Anyhow, here's KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, 11 a.m. There it is. Good.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jane Metzler, the State Department's second in command, making a visit to Pakistan. John Negroponte today urging President Pervez Musharraf to end the state of emergency.
From the Musharraf side, we've heard that he's digging in his heels a little bit, saying that the state of emergency does not go away until he feels that there is security restored in this country. No word yet from Negroponte and his reaction. We just know that he has been meeting with other officials today within the Musharraf administration.
Fox's Greg Palcott in Islamabad. Negroponte also talking to opposition leader Benazir Bhutto by phone, scheduling a news conference Sunday on what he managed to accomplish. In southwest Bangladesh, the number of cyclone deaths now topping 1,700. The casualty count expected to go higher as rescue teams now reach more of the devastated areas. As many as 33 bodies discovered in a mass grave in southern Baghdad this Saturday. The decomposed remains unearthed in a mostly Sunni neighborhood. A new search underway outside Chicago for 23-year-old Stacy Peterson, the fourth wife of a former police officer in Bolingbrook, Illinois. She's been missing nearly 3 weeks now. The body of Drew Peterson's third wife, Kathleen Savio, exhumed. Noted pathologist Dr. Michael Bodden now disputing the coroner's cause of death, accidental drowning.
One of the things we were able to show yesterday was that these bruises are fresh bruises, that they happened to around the time that she died, as if she were in a struggle, as if she were beaten up.
Baden conducting another autopsy, Savio died in 2004. A terminal at Newark's Liberty Airport evacuated with people sickened by the strong smell of gas. Police and firefighters looking for the source. Broadway stagehands heading back to the bargaining table today, trying to find a way to end their one-week-old strike. Screenwriters resume contract talks a week from Monday. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I'm Melanie Grenham, Fox News Radio, and we're spending a few moments with Tommy Hilfiger. So what we're discussing today is a new book called Iconic America. Can you tell us about it?
It's about pop culture. It's also about the history of America and a lot of nuances that maybe you never learned in history class.
Of course, Tommy Hilfiger, the name, it needs no introduction, but George Lois is a name that folks may be a little bit less familiar with, but certainly most Americans have seen his work. The two of you have really collaborated on this.
Well, George Lois is a genius. He really is responsible for pulling all of these pieces together. It was certainly my idea to create an iconic American book, but without George, it never would have come together to the extent that it has and as uniquely as it has, because he positioned sort of the good, the bad, and the ugly all together and makes it very interesting page by page.
We've just spent a few moments with Tommy Hilfiger. I'm Melanie Grenham, and this is Fox News Radio.
An OPEC summit underway in Saudi Arabia.
Venezuela era un caballo de Troya.
Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez giving the opening address, warning the U.S. that oil prices would jump hundreds of dollars if the U.S. considers attacking his country or Iran. This just the third full summit of the OPEC nations since the organization was created in 1960. There is lots of speculation about whether OPEC will increase production with oil prices now near $100 a barrel. Well, this pain at the pump proved fatal.
Pricing at the pump causing a fatal confrontation between two gas station operators. Detroit police say it began after a Marathon station dropped the price of its regular gasoline. The price cut fueling tensions with the competing BP station across the street. An argument between the two men erupting into gunfire. The Marathon operator under arrest in the shooting death of BP operator Jawad Bazzi. All over a difference of 3 cents a gallon. Mary Regal, Fox News Radio.
A costly kiss in France. A woman who puckered up and planted one on a painting during an art exhibit in France ordered to perform 100 hours of community service and pay more than $2,000 in damages. The painting is an all-white canvas, now with a lipstick mark. The kisser, convicted of voluntarily damaging a work of art, she called it an act of love, not vandalism, and got off relatively easy. The owner of the painting wanted nearly $3 million. Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Long lines at the airports today with the holiday travel season now underway.
It's kind of this push-pull between service and safety, and we're going to see that debate happen for a long time.
Jenna Lee of Fox Business Network, President Bush freeing up military airspace to ease congestion. The Air Transport Association says the busiest day for travel will be next Wednesday and the Sunday and Monday after Thanksgiving. You think? I'm Jane Metzler, Fox News Radio.
Good morning, everyone. You're tuned in to AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz. It's Saturday, November 17th, 2007. Today's forecast calls for areas of dense morning fog, cloudy skies early, then becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Highs around 67 degrees and winds west-northwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, you can expect partly cloudy conditions, then becoming mostly cloudy after midnight. Lows around 47 degrees and winds light and variable. Tomorrow calls for a mixture of sun and clouds with highs around 67 degrees. And today's Monterey Bay Boaters forecast, northeast winds 5 knots, becoming west 5 to 10 knots in the afternoon. Wind waves 2 feet or less and a northwest swell 5 to 10 feet at 13 seconds. Outside the studios, it is 55 degrees. The time is now 11:05, and it's time to take you back to hour number 2 of the Saturday special with your host MZ right here on AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz.
Thank you, Dave. Bulletin. It's not often that we get a fax from Serial Faxer. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if he's losing his... And I don't even know for sure that this is from Serial Fax. It must be, though, because no one sends faxes like this, right?
Right.
Should I read it?
Yeah, that's good.
Will we run the risk of losing an advertiser?
I don't think so.
Okay. from the desk, of Dr. Michael Pinkass, chiropractor to the stars. Dear MZ, as you know, I am the chiropractor slash trainer to Moody Blues, John Travolta, Nancy Kerrigan, Bruce Jenner, John Candy, Elvis Presley, Barry Bonds, and many, many others. So sorry to hear that you are selling the stations. I have to press my anti-stress acupressure points when I think that my 12-hour fact-umentary may be off the air in Santa Cruz. As you also know, I have never had to redo this commercial in the last 11 years. As you can figure, that's 7,000 hours on your station with the same cassette. What I want to let you know is, regarding your mention of high gas prices, I've been running my Volvo exclusively on Wallach's Tangy Tangerine for 2 years. The car also stays lubed and doesn't sound like a bag of rocks. It doesn't sound like... The way it goes is, does your neck sound like a bag full of gravel? I mean, if you... But it's close enough for government work, right? The car also stays lubed and doesn't sound like a bag of rocks. Your Rolls-Royce is a perfect candidate for the carburetor arthritis formula. God bless, Michael P. That's one of the best serial faxer faxes in a long time, although it didn't have much graphic value.
No, but it was still good.
Still very, very good. Okay, it's 8 minutes past 11 a.m., we are into hour number two of the Saturday open mic special.
Right.
We need to do the commercials from last hour, lest we forget, and lest our advertisers that make the whole radio station possible not get their commercials.
Right.
So should we play them now, or should we play them after Kay's commentary?
It's up to you. You're the boss.
Okay. Let's at least... start hour number two the proper way, okay?
Oh, hello, darling. I hate to hang up on you, but... I'm sorry, baby, but I have to go. It's time for that wonderful record show. I'd love to visit, but you'll have to call back. KSCO.
Okay, this is what we call a tease in the radio biz. After this sexy hour two jingle is finished, we're going to play the commercials from last hour, okay?
I'm sorry, baby, but I really got to go to KSCO Radio. Bye.
Take it away, Dave. Don't you have
if
rooms?
You're planning an office party, a holiday gathering, or a New Year's celebration, remember, for a safe, fun, and festive way to celebrate the holidays, have plenty of Martinelli's Gold Medal Sparkling Cider on hand. Martinelli's, in the traditional champagne bottle, is the perfect choice for your holiday gatherings. It has all the elegance and sparkle of champagne, but without the alcohol. And you know, Martinelli's has the best flavor because it's made only from U.S.-grown fresh apples, not from foreign concentrate like most other brands. Martinelli's looks great, tastes great, and complements all your favorite foods, from party snacks and buffets to holiday dinners. Martinelli's, fun, festive, and non-alcoholic. Enjoy the original. Martinelli's Gold Medal Sparkling Cider, a family tradition since 1868.
This is Stephen Martinelli. I'm here with my son, John, the fourth generation president of our family's 140-year-old cider company.
All of us at Martinelli's wish you a safe and festive holiday season and a happy new year.
If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, then you need to listen to this message. If you're buying or selling real estate, you need the right realtor to represent you. That realtor is Randy Turnquist, a 36-year resident of Santa Cruz County that really knows the market. What is a good market? Randy will give you the facts and let you decide based on current market statistics. Many potential sellers or buyers don't think they need a realtor until they're ready to buy or sell. That is simply not the case. Buying or selling real estate is one of the biggest things you'll do in life. Don't wait until you need a realtor to shop for one. Start building that relationship with now with Randy Turnquist Realtor. You can reach Randy at 1-888-496-9655 or go to www.ksco.com, look for the big yellow box and put in Realtor. You'll go directly to Randy's website. If you're looking to buy, here are a few of Randy's listings. Santa Cruz Gardens, 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath, $739,000. 3-bedroom condo in Watsonville, $449,000. For more information on these properties or other properties, call Randy Turnquist Realtor at 1-888-496-9655. It's the grand opening of Santa Cruz Tile and Stone, located at 1800 Soquel Avenue, number 2 in Santa Cruz. Come in today for the grand opening specials. You'll find full and prefabricated slabs in stone, marble, limestone, and travertine at great prices. Are you planning a remodel or a new kitchen, entryway, or bathroom? Then you need to let Santa Cruz Tile and Stone have the opportunity to meet your needs. Listen to this. Through November 21st, all tile and stone purchases are 10% off. At Santa Cruz Tile and Stone, you'll find one of the largest display and showrooms for tile and stone in the area. Santa Cruz Tile and Stone is open Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And don't forget to bring the kids, as you'll find a playroom to occupy them while you shop. Santa Cruz Tile and Stone, conveniently located at 1800 Soquel Avenue, Unit Number 2 in Santa Cruz. Phone 421-0292. That's 421-0292.
Oh, that means, that silence means it's back to us.
That's what it means. Yeah.
Thank you. You know, what happened to the good old days of bumper music?
I don't know.
Yeah, we're just...
I don't have any ready to go.
All right. I can find some in here, maybe, but it would take up too much time.
You know what? I like that Kites. What was that song?
Kites are fun?
That's a kind of a cool song.
The one that you got. I can pull it up on the...
It's kind of corny, but it's cool.
I can pull it up on the iPhone here. But I'm going to... Let's play Kay's commentary encore first that caused such a stir the other day, okay?
The following is an encore presentation. Some figures have changed since this commentary was originally aired. The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
Our Congress has been very remiss in their treatment of our military. I refer to the amount of pay our troops receive and the amount received by their families. The words are pathetic or miserly or outrageous or obscene. Take your pick. Military families have to struggle constantly to make ends meet, and that's unforgivable. Conversely, the same lawmakers take very good care of themselves. Let me tell you about it. As of 2007, rank-and-file congressional lawmakers will earn $165,200 per year, while the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, will receive $212,100 per year, and the majority and minority leaders of both the House and Senate each will receive $183,500 per year. Added to that, each member of Congress may wind up with as much as 80% of their final salary, that is, their own special member retirement annuity. Pretty nice, right? Many Congress people come into office with modest savings and leave as millionaires. I thought they were put into office to make fair laws for all of us. Who gave them permission to make separate laws to benefit only themselves? Now, how about the salaries of those who join the military willingly, without the draft, to fight for all of us and our freedoms? Willing to die or maybe be physically handicapped for life? And what do our lawmakers give them? Basic salary for newly enlisted soldiers in the Army as of 2006, their monthly pay has been $1,459 per month, or yearly less than $18,000 per year, plus a small addition of $250 per month for family separation, and double salary of about $36,000 per year if in combat. There are other little categories for small amounts of money for the military. quite a discrepancy between lawmakers' wages and benefits and military wages and benefits. I submit there should be a level playing field between the military and the Congress. The military should receive as much or more than our lawmakers, and military families should not have to struggle financially for anything. And if it is not already the case, children of troops should be given free university education. If we all separately demand of our lawmakers to give the military at least what they give themselves, maybe it'll happen. It's not enough for Congress to say, we support the troops. It's time for them to really support the troops with the same living wages they take for themselves. Of course, that won't happen. For KSCO and KOMY, this is Kay's Whirling.
Bravo, Ma. Now, Charlie, our afternoon drive host, took umbrage with that. And you were here, Dave.
I was.